Three magic words. Love of romance and the gift of storytelling are birthright to the Irish race. We present a man with a tale to tell. A man we know only as an Irishman.
And it's a good greeting I'm bringing to each of you. Faith, and I've a story for you now, the like of which I've never told before. Three magic words, 'tis called. I wouldn't be asking of you if you believe there's magic or there's not, and in truth, I wouldn't be caring. 'Tis the story you want, and there was magic in its making, though I wouldn't want to be saying how or where. I'll be saying to you first, there was a girl called Kathleen, as pretty and sweet a Colleen as you could ever find. I'll be telling you, too, Kathleen was an American girl, for all her Irish blood, talking without a brogue. And she and her father were living and working in the city called New York. Just 1 year gone by tonight, this tale I'm telling had a beginning, when Kathleen said goodnight to her young man at the door and came into the living room, where her father was finishing of the evening paper.
"'Tis just 11 by the clock, Kathleen."
"Yes, Father."
"It's early you are home this evening."
"Yes, Father."
"In 1 hour to St. Patrick's Day."
"In an hour, yes."
"Kathleen, come here, darling. Is it quarrelling with Tommy you've been?"
"Quarrelling with Tommy? I should say not."
"Then what's troubling of your child?"
"There's no trouble, Father. I'm happy."
"Oh, indeed, and it's happy you are, Kathleen. 'Tis father and mother I've been to you these years since Molly died, and 'tis the truth of things we speak."
"Father."
"Yes, child."
"We've been together all this time. Just you and I. We've been happy, haven't we?"
"Ah, 'tis a fine daughter you've been to me and close to me heart."
Tommy asked me to marry him tonight."
"'Tis a fine lad he is."
"Would you want me to leave you now?"
Yours is another life, Kathleen, and one of these days you'll have to be living of it. Would you be loving Tommy, child?"
"I think so."
"You think so, no?"
"That's it, Father. I don't know. I'm not sure. When I'm with him, I know I love him, and then when I'm home again, I'm afraid."
"And what were you telling Tommy?"
"Well, I said good night, and that I'd give him an answer tomorrow. Oh, Father, what shall I do?"
This is after being your home, Kathleen, and you're welcome here forever. As wife to Tommy, lass, 'tis a home of your own you'll be having. When a woman marries of a man, she has to be a family instead of just a part of one. Think of but one thing, Kathleen. Do you love the lad?"
"How will I know, Father?"
"You'll be answering that for yourself. If it's love you have for Tommy, 'tis known it will be. Sure, and there'll be a sign."
"A sign?"
"Your mother was known, and her mother too. 'Twas by a sign, she said. You're very like your mother was, and you'll be known too."
"You loved Mother very much, didn't you, Father?"
"I'm still loving her, Kathleen."
"Good night, Father."
"Sleep well, Kathleen, and the Father's love be guiding you as it can. Oh, Molly, darling, wherever you are, our child is needing help. Good night, Kathleen."
"Kathleen.
"Yes?"
"Do not be turning on of the light, Kathleen."
"Who is it? I can't see you."
"You can be hearing of my voice."
"Oh, I'm dreaming. Yes, yes, that's it. Dreaming."
"'Tis asleep you are, but not dreaming. Ellen is what I'm called, Kathleen. It is a message I bring."
"A message? A sign?"
"Perhaps. If you listen close, and it's true love you're having in your heart."
"I'm listening, Ellen."
"I was a girl like you, Kathleen. A girl in love. Back in Ireland with an Irish lad. 'Tis poor we were, and to America went my Dan. To America he went to make his fortune there. 'Tis lonely I was when he was gone, for I loved him overmuch. And every day I went to the wishing well to pray we might soon be together again. And then one day, as I'd been told to do, I scooped a bit of earth in my hand and placed it by the well. I made a wish and waited. For the longest while, there was no sound. Then as I watched, the bit of earth moved, and I heard a voice.
Ellen.
Yes, I hear.
Go to America, Ellen.
Go to America?
Go to America, Ellen. Fear not, but go.
Tell me, Mission Well, does he love me still? Is it happiness we'll have?
Hear now, three magic words. Carve them as you do your love. Speak them as I tell them. When you are together with a man you love,
yes,
they will not work for one alone. Speak them when you're with me, and happiness will follow you forever. Speak them then, and you will be together ever after, never to be apart again.
Three magic words.
Three magic words. Mon amour, parole, dry matter.
Mon amour, parole, dry matter. And as I spoke the magic words, the bit of earth vanished from by the wishing well.
Did you come to America, Ellen?
Indeed, I did. Poor that I was, it took time. And it was nearly a year Dan had been away before I set foot in New York where he was. I went first to the last address he sent me and spoke with the lady where he boarded.
He ain't here no more, miss, though a fine lad he was. Not for 2 months now, since they took his things away when he went to the hospital.
The hospital?
Sure, and didn't you know?
Oh.
Was working with a construction gang he was, with blasting and all of that. And one day, he didn't get off in time.
Was he hurt bad, do you know?
Not him. Tis as good as new he is now.
Oh.
And working somewhere, blasting again, and risking his neck all over again.
With a construction gang, did you say?
Sure. It's just one big building after another in New York.
And so it was that I started looking at all the buildings and asking everyone.
And no one knew where he was?
Never a soul that I could find. From early morning on, I walked the streets, trying each building place I saw. Somehow I knew I'd find him working and building at the biggest ones of all. And then one day, as I was walking and looking and asking everyone.
Get back with you.
Oh, she's a fresh brand of Irishman they have in New York.
Oh, you'll have to get back, miss. Don't be going any further on.
She's a fine man you are to be speaking to a girl so rough.
Sure, she's an Irish girl you are now.
Straight from Ireland, with no time for the likes of you.
Oh, tis no offense, I've meant as Casey is me name. Tis blasting they are, with danger ahead.
Blasting?
Aye, blowing up the insides of the earth to get a few feet deeper down.
Huh?
Come back now, so it's safe you'll be.
Is it so bad as that?
Oh, with a bit of care, tis easy done. But we lost a man ourselves yesterday. There's a new man in his place today.
Perhaps you'd be helping a girl now.
Helping, is it? What help could Casey be to a pretty lass?
Well, it is walking and asking I've been these 2 weeks now and looking for a...
Here now? Here, what's the matter?
That man. Tis him. Tis Dan.
Oh, tis the new man with the blasting crew. Hey, come back, lass. Come back here. Tis blasting that door. Don't go, miss. Come back. Come back.
Oh, tis him. I found him. Dan.
Go back here. Go back, quick.
Oh, Dan, tis Ellen, Dan.
Ellen. Ellen. Oh, Ellen, stop. And look what you be doing here.
Oh, Dan, if tis together we'll be forever now.
Oh, it is good to have the feel of you again.
Oh, and I've something else for you, Dan, from Ireland, too.
What's this?
A bit of earth from the wishing well. Ah, tis magic earth. Take it in your hand, Dan. There. And put your arm around me now tight.
Oh, it is easy doing for me that's missed the likes of you so long.
Oh, it is strong you are. Mon amour, parole, dry matter.
What's that you're saying?
Three magic words, my darling, and it's together we are. Never to be apart again.
Hooray! married. I've been mad. Run, darling. Run. Just blast me out. Run, Evan. Run.
Oh, run, Evan. Run.
Kathleen. Kathleen.
Oh, is that you, Father? Oh,
and who else would it be at this hour of the night?
I'm sorry. I was dreaming, I guess. Oh, Tommy, I've waited all day for you to come. It's been so long.
I came as soon as I left work, Kathleen. It's a mighty good sign if you miss me. Got my answer for me?
I think so, Tommy. But I want to talk a while first.
Kathleen?
Yes?
I have something very special to ask you, and a very special reason. I want to kiss you. Right now.
Well, Tommy, if you wish.
Oh, Mona May. Parno, Trimate.
Tommy! Tommy, where did you hear those words?
Do you know what they mean?
Yes, no, but I don't know. Where did you hear them?
It's the funniest thing. I never heard
them. You mean they just came to you?
No, I never heard them before last night. I took a walk last night after I left you, and then stopped at a lunch counter for a bite to eat.
Oh, go on, Tommy, go on!
Well, there was a man and his wife eating there, too. And all of a sudden, she turned to me and said, "Young man, are you in love?"
Oh.
It nearly floored me, but I said, "Yes." She told me those queer words and said to hold you in my arms and say them the next time I saw you. Well, we talked for a long time. He's construction boss for some building company. Had a lot of experiences in a nasty accident once and...
Oh, Tommy, did you hear her name?
Her name? Oh, I remember. Her name was Ellen.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, Kathleen, just what is all this about? Mystery words, names and all?
They're alive.
Alive, of course they are.
And happy?
I hope we'll be as happy.
Oh, come here, Tommy. I want to show you something. I had a strange dream last night. It must have been about the same time you were talking with Ellen and Dan.
How did you know his name was Dan?
Oh, never mind. It was all a dream. But, Tommy.
Yes?
When I woke up, there was a bit of earth on the bed.
Earth?
I put it in this box to keep it, see? Oh.
There's nothing in there.
Why, it's gone. You spoke the words. That's what Ellen said. When you spoke the magic words, the bit of earth vanished.
Kathleen, it's all beyond me, this talk of dreams and earth and people in lunch wagons. I came here for something else. Something very dear to me.
Oh.
Have you my answer, Kathleen?
Yes, Tommy. I know now. We'll be together always. I love you.
Oh, darling. Say that just once more for me.
I love you.
I love you. Those are the three magic words, Kathleen.